Hello, friend. How are you doing? I'm so glad to be here with you today. And I have a question. Do you ever find yourself just stuck in your thoughts? Like you're constantly ruminating on a situation or a person or just talking to yourself. And often the thoughts turn negative and we feel like we got stuck in a rut. Like we're walking along on this journey, you know, I think of maybe taking a hike in the woods, and there are days where we just decide to sit down, or we fall down and we decide to just stay there. And for any number of reasons, maybe we don't know how to get up, or maybe we're so tired from getting up the 50 times before that we don't feel like we have any strength or motivation left, and so we just sit. And we think and we stay in our heads. Well, that's where I've been the last few weeks. But I kept digging and digging and leaning in. And I've been wondering, why was I getting stuck in my head? And what thoughts did I need to be thinking? And how could I get moving again? What was my next step? So if you find yourself on the journey, which is everybody, then let's go. Today will be for you. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Intimacy After Infidelity. Do you find yourself Googling, can a marriage survive infidelity? Or what's the first step to divorce? Do you wake up full of hope, only to end the day with more shame when there's another stupid argument again? Hey, I'm Christina Joy, forgiven daughter of Jesus. I too felt the shame of infidelity and wished someone had a roadmap for how to get out of the mess so I could experience freedom. I kept telling myself I just needed to try harder to end the affair and fix my marriage, until I found I needed Jesus to heal some deep wounds in my heart. Through prayer, lots of research, and developing new healthy habits, I was able to find healing to shed my shame once and for all. Now I'm excited to share everything I've learned with you. So find your safe space and pop in that earbud. Let's rebuild your life and marriage better than it's ever been. Girlfriend, can you believe this is episode 50? I just wanted to take 1 minute and do a little cheer dance to say, wow, if you have been with me since episode 1, and I know many of you have, congratulations. And I pray, my heart's desire and my prayer is that I have been able to share some godly truth and wisdom and practical advice. So thank you for being with me on the journey. And maybe for some of you, this is your first episode. And here we are at number 50. So there are lots of options that you can go back and pick and choose the different categories or the different topics that you feel like you need right now. What would resonate with you in your current season and where you are in your journey? So wherever you are, I am so glad that you're here. And here, if we had a little glass, I would clink it and say, here's to the next 50. Wow, what a journey, what a blessing. You ladies are a blessing to me. So thank you for being here. So let's jump in. Because sometimes I like learning fancy words because it helps my vocabulary and it gives my brain a category for what I'm learning or what I'm going through. So I have a fancy word for you today, and that is cognitive restructuring. So anytime you hear that word cognitive, you're thinking of your brain and your thoughts. And then restructuring. We're gonna change something and build it so that it's stronger and better than before. So basically, when you hear that, cognitive restructuring, it's something that they use in therapy where they help people notice and change negative thinking patterns. The goal here is to slow down and examine your thoughts. And then replace anything that is inaccurate or not helpful, which is amazing. I love this idea because even the secular world half agrees with what God has said in Romans 12, 2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So if you want to change your life, it has to begin by changing the way that you think. And I have actually been working on this with my own personal coach, which, by the way, shameless plug, if you need a coach, whether myself or you need a recommendation for someone else, I've got you. Get a hold of me. But there is so much value in hiring a coach to sit with you and work with you through your goals and your seasons. So what I have learned from her is that you can't read the label from inside the jar. And I picture myself inside of a glass jar. You can't read the label on the outside when you're on the inside. So even on your personal healing journey, sometimes you need somebody else to ask you the questions, and you need somebody else to point things out that you hadn't noticed before. So today, I want to walk you through two options of how to get started with change when you notice that you're stuck in some thoughts or patterns or habits that you don't like. And we could get into the whole brain science behind this, but I want to keep today just really practical for you. So one option that I'm going to give you is a little bit more specific and in the moment. And the second option is more broad, and it's more of a commitment for a couple months. Both processes are very similar, and I'll explain both, and that'll all make more sense. Okay, so the first way, if you're taking notes, this is number one, the first way to start changing your life and your thoughts is to become aware. So awareness. Get really specific about what you want to change. And you have to slow down enough to name this. So do you want to stop being so negative about everything? Do you want to stop being argumentative? Do you want to stop talking down on yourself? Do you want to stop talking to a specific person? I know many, if not all of us here, have had to get to a point of going no contact with a specific person. So what is it that you want to stop? And then what do you want to do instead? So I want to be more positive. I want to be more grateful. I want to be more loving. I want to pray and worship more. So this first step to change is identifying what it is you want to stop and then what you want to replace it with. All right, the second step is to practice the change. What are you going to do to get out of that old habit or pattern? This is coming up with a plan and deciding beforehand. So when emotions are high and logic is low, you don't even need to think about it because you've already decided what you were going to do. So you create a plan of what you want to do instead. And then when you're aware of yourself doing the thing that you want to stop, you can do this thing instead. So one example is if you want to stop being so judgmental of others, you find yourself critiquing other people and judging their actions or what they look like or whatever. So when you become aware of the fact that you're judging someone, maybe your plan is to immediately stop and say three things that are positive about them. Okay, similarly, if you want to stop complaining and you catch yourself starting to complain about the weather or whatever your situation is that day, maybe your plan is you stop and you say three things that you're grateful for in that situation. Okay, another example would be if you're tempted to talk to someone that you decided you weren't going to talk to anymore. And when you feel that pull, maybe you set your phone down in another room and go get a drink of water. But do you see the opposites? What do you want to stop? What do you want to do instead? Now, the key to all of this is number three, repetition. So number one, awareness. Number two, the practice. And number three, repetition. You are going to need to do this pattern of awareness and practice hundreds and hundreds and thousands of times. You are literally rewiring your brain and how your brain operates. So again, think of this like taking a hike in the woods. Well, often you go and you follow a trail. it's been walked on so many times before. The trail is clear, it's easy to follow, it comes naturally. You know, even if you're talking to a friend and not paying attention to where you're going, you can still just follow the trail and your feet know where to go. But what we're trying to do here is to create a brand new path. The first few times you're walking, it's going to take some focus and concentration to figure out where it's going, how it works, how it feels. And that new trail has to get walked on hundreds of times so that it becomes familiar and feels like second nature. Your brain's job is to keep you comfortable and safe. So don't be surprised that it takes some hard work to create something new and a new sort of comfortable. I loved this quote when I heard it. You can't always control your first thought because it's often automatic, but you can always control your second thought. And if you change your first thought over and over and over and over again, eventually that second thought will take the place of your first thought. So I hope you followed me on that, but it's reinforcing this idea of my first automatic thought, if it's negative or a bad habit and it's something I want to change, you have to repattern your brain to say, no, this is what I want to do instead. This is what I want to do instead. And you'll create that new trail and your brain will eventually catch on to that. Now, what I just talked about is coming up with kind of a quick plan for in the moment changes. But there's a similar thing you can do for more broad changes. Maybe you want to change a situation, like you want to get out of a job or you want to move to a new city. Maybe you want to travel to Europe with your family. Or maybe you want to change your core beliefs about yourself, how you view your situation, or what you believe about God. Again, it starts with first becoming aware. What are you thinking? What do you believe? And you can do this through prayer, through journaling, which I talk about all the time. Journal it out, write it down. Search scripture. Sit in silence with Jesus. Talk to another person. Get really clear on what you're thinking or what you're believing that you want to get rid of and what you want to do to replace it. And sorry if you hear kids in the background. We are all home today. Love me. Love the kids. Okay, so you need to get clear on what you are believing, what you want to get rid of, and what you want to do to replace it. Then, find a way to hear that new thought every single day, multiple times a day. Maybe it's one sentence that you write down every day, or maybe it's a few sentences that you say to yourself in the mirror every day after brushing your teeth. You know, you want to make this a habit. Or maybe it's a 5-minute recording on your phone that you listen to every morning and every night. But here's the key, whatever you decide, the key is that brain researchers have found that it takes about 70 days for your subconscious to rewire the neurons of these automatic thoughts. So basically 70 days to create that new trail. So you need to decide, what do I want to say to myself? What new thought patterns do I want? And you have to commit to spending a few minutes every day thinking about that. 70 days. Create a tracker for yourself to track this. Maybe it's speaking to yourself. Maybe it's sitting down and visualizing what that situation looks like and how you would feel once you accomplish it. There's so much more I could get into, but I wanted to at least get you started with those practical tips. So if this piqued your interest, would you reach out to me and we can talk about it more? I would love to share with you some of what I'm doing for 70 days and how I gathered my thoughts and how I'm rewiring some of my beliefs. And I'll leave you with one final encouragement and warning. Don't try to change everything all at once. you might start thinking, oh, my temptations, oh, my negative thoughts, oh, this complaining attitude, oh, this job, oh, my marriage, oh, my parenting. God doesn't do that to us. Praise his name, or we wouldn't survive it. We wouldn't be able to handle that if he put it all on us at once. Philippians 1:6 says that God will continue his good work in us. It's a process. It's one step at a time. So pick one thought, one attitude, one habit, determine how you want it to change, and then start practicing. Let me know how it's going for you, and I would love to encourage you and cheer you on. I love you, sister, and I'm praying that you may experience the love of Christ in a deep way today. Hey, Mama! I hope today's episode encouraged your heart. If you need to talk about this some more, would you send me a message at ChristinaJoyCoaching.com? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It thrills my heart to know this podcast is helping you heal your heart so you can shed the shame of your affair. I am cheering for you, and I can't wait to hear your story. I'll meet you back here on Tuesdays and Thursdays for another episode. As always, be clothed with strength and dignity, and laugh without fear of the future.